Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. Remember, for the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chat with head coach Cade Hewitt. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Locker Room Chats. Dusty Donis joined now by Cade Hewitt, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Teams. We're on Z96.3 tonight and KatieCountry94.com. Coach, a nice night for you last Thursday as you got the week started with the double duel there with Riley County and Ellsworth, and you're able to pick up two wins, a tight one with Riley County, 39-36, and controlled the duel with Ellsworth there to follow. Just overall, what were your thoughts on the kids wrestled there on Thursday night?
Yeah, on Thursday, that was kind of the start of a very long week for us. We matched up for the first duel of the night with Riley County, and that was a duel I was really looking forward to because on paper, it looked like it was going to be a very good competitive duel. You fast forward to the day of it, and due to sickness on the team, we actually had four varsity kids that were not in attendance that night. And so for our kids to be able to step in at the JV level, step up to the varsity level, and win that duel by 3 points really shows how our young kids have progressed and developed here late in the season. And was really proud of them for the way they battled and were able to pull out a win in that duel. Later on in the night, we matched up with an Ellsworth team that didn't have all their varsity spots filled, and so we took some points via forfeit. That duel ended up being 54-24, and I believe they only won two of the contested matches we had. And so we looked really good in that duel, and to wrap up that night, our girls took them out against the Ellsworth girls, and we really didn't pick up a win there with our girls, but we didn't match up very well either. There was just two matches on the night, and so we were 0-2 at our girls duel with Ellsworth. Some of our first year wrestling girls matched up with some of their more seasoned wrestlers, and so that wrapped up Thursday night.
Then he moved on Friday, went to Hoisington, had a good day there at Hoisington, and just recapping how everything went there for you, what stood out there at the Hoisington tournament there on Friday?
The Hoisington tournament was a tournament our team really needed. We stepped in there and ended up taking third out of 10 or 11 teams that were there. But it was really a great tournament for us because we stepped on the mat with some other 3-2-1A competition. And as a team, we took third, and we had the second most falls, and our whole team wrestled about as good as they have all year. And so it was exciting. Both our boys and girls hit the mat that day, and for us to come away with third as a team and the second most falls, it really showed how much this team has developed since Christmas time. So we were really thrilled with the performance on Friday, and then we went out to Larned on Saturday. On Saturday, we just kind of dropped our senior boys off, and we actually took our junior varsity boys and our varsity girls out to Larned, and that was another fantastic showing. We didn't have any champions on the day, but we did have quite a few runner-ups, and a lot of our freshmen wrestled above what they have all year, and so it was a great 3 days of wrestling, and really excited for what our team showed. To wrap up the weekend, we sent Brogan Monty and Brody Boudreaux out to a very tough Rocky Welton tournament. I believe there was over 40 some teams in attendance out there, and both those boys were 5-2 on the weekend. They both ran into very tough competition on day one, and actually on day two, they turned it around and actually both won both their placement matches, and they both stepped away from that tournament with ninth place finishes. So it was really exciting to get those two down to a level of competition they needed to see here prior to the postseason beginning here in a couple weeks.
And we're talking with Kate Hewitt, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling team, here in a locker room chat. Take a time out. We come back. We'll preview what's coming up this week for Trojan Wrestling here on Z96.3, KatieCountry94.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
And back on the locker room chats on Z96.3, KatieCountry94.com. Still with Kate Hewitt, the coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling teams. Coach, you have girls coming up at Phillipsburg on Friday in the Panther Classic there, and then the boys will go Saturday, varsity and JV. Just overall, your thoughts of this tournament on both the girls and boys' side and what you want to get out of it as you're getting close here to the stretch run of the season.
Yeah, so had that conversation this morning at practice. 2 weeks ago, we weren't even to the halfway point of our season. And in 2 weeks' time, we're already to the back half, and there's only 2-3 weeks of competition left. And so we had that conversation that Friday will be the last competition prior to regionals for our girls, and that kind of struck home with them that the season went from just starting to the middle came and is gone, and now we're looking at one opportunity to hit the mat before regionals, and I know there's some homecoming things and stuff scheduled, and so we're not sure how many of our girls will hit the mat on Friday, but we're hoping at least two or three of them will go and hopefully catch a couple wins prior to this region tournament on February 10th for them. Our boys, both JV and varsity, we're really only going to take out the kids that haven't been wrestling all year, whether it be to joining the team late or to sickness or cancellation of tournaments. We actually have three or four individuals that won't be attending because they've wrestled enough events already prior to region. So we'll take a partial team, both JV and varsity, out to Phillipsburg, and we'll be seeing mostly teams that we've seen already outside of like Chase County. We've seen every team that will be there, and so a lot of those matches will be either revenge or seeing the kids another time to reassert that where we're at in each bracket ahead of a regional tournament here in a couple weeks.
Kate Hewitt, the head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling teams, here in our locker room chats. Coach, we thank you again for the time this week, and good luck out at Phillipsburg this weekend.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog Head Coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at KDCountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, and by Landmark Implement.
And again, welcome back on our locker room chats, our high school wrestling locker room chats with Jason Noll, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, it was a pretty good weekend for you. You had Hoisington there on Friday and then went to Red Cloud on Saturday. Just kind of looking back and the way the Hoisington tournament went for you first, you got first place finishes for Caden Schultz at 157 and also first place for Grant Middleton for you there at 215. And obviously, you had some others that competed well. You get first place for Kate Kendig on the girls' side. Annie was third. Cheyenne Noel was third at 135. So an overall great tournament there out for you at Hoisington. What stood out the most the second time that you've been to Hoisington? I don't think you got stuck this time, did you?
No, we actually got to make it back home. Thankfully. But yeah, everyone wrestled great. We put in some new rules this week about on our feet, and most everybody followed the rules. And so, I'm Grant and Caden, they came out with a bad taste in their mouth this weekend and after Monday and mm-hmm. came out and just dominated the tournament. I mean, Grant wasn't on the mat for, I don't think, a full match. So, and Caden was just about the same. I had him work on his feet a little more. But, yeah, this whole weekend, everyone just wrestled outstanding. And I couldn't be more proud of a coach. They're really coachable and working really well. And unfortunately, Annie got kind of banged up there in the last match she wrestled, which would be, I think, her second match of the day. And unfortunately, she hurt her shoulder a little bit, but hopefully she can go to a chiropractor and get it back in or whatever's wrong with it. Be back this week for the Panther Classic. So, but overall, man, that Hoisington tournament was a blast.
Red Cloud, you brought home 5 gold medals from that one as well. Caden and Grant both got first again for you there, and that one on the boys' side. And then Sam Kendig brought home a gold medal as well at 175 for you, and his younger sister Kate won there at 110 on the girls' side. Cheyenne Noel got a gold medal as well and brought that home. What do you like about Saturday, and how do you feel about, you know, obviously with Caden and Grant doing the same thing they did Friday, but that quick turnaround as you get into the second day, which is something if you get to the postseason you want to be used to, right?
Yes. I mean, they came out Saturday with, I don't know what team showed up, but I like that team a lot better than I like in the others. But, man, they came out and just wrestled great, which my other assistant, that's her hometown, so she kind of put a fire under them to perform really good up there in Nebraska. And they did. I mean, everyone wrestled great. Unfortunately, again, Annie was out, but Gage kind of got his shoulder banged up. I don't know what it is with our shoulders this year, but they're starting to make me a little angry. But other than that, Caden, Grant, Sam on the boys' side, they just wrestled lights out. I mean, all of them, they pinned their way through. And on the girls' side, Kate's coming along strong here towards the last few weeks, and Cheyenne, she's starting to figure it out. It's been a long time since we've got 5 gold medals home. And mm-hmm. I couldn't be more proud of these kids and how fun they are to coach. Just so proud of them on the performance they did this weekend.
We're talking with the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, Jason Noll, here in our wrestling locker room chats. We're on Z96.3 The Lake today, KittyCountry94.com. We'll come back and preview what's coming up for Osborne here this week.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Jason Noll, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. He's a coach of Phillipsburg Panther Classic that you alluded to a little bit there in that first segment about getting healthy, maybe being able to go out this week. But first of all, the girls on Friday, and then you have the boys headed there on Saturday. Looking at that girls tournament and the competition you see there, what's the field look like there for your girls?
Yeah, that Panther Classic is a perfect run through how regionals is going to look, I think. Both boys and girls, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to show up like they did this weekend and wrestle even better than they did this weekend. So, but it'll be good for us to see where we're at. You know, we're going to run into a lot of good ranked kids this weekend, and our girls, they're on a roll, and hopefully Annie can get back and healthy and ready to go for Friday, but we're looking forward to it.
As far as boys' side of things, I know you said competition will be good on both sides, but Saturday, when the boys go, you know, you built some momentum with some of these kids, and I'm sure they have more confidence maybe this year going into this tournament, don't they?
Yes, yes, I think they do. And, you know, Grant and Caden, they're gonna have to step up this weekend because this is, well, everyone's going to have to step up this weekend because this is pretty much the exact same thing we're going to see in 2 weeks at regionals. There's a lot of good teams that we haven't seen, so we got to wrestle good, get some seeds for regionals, and hopefully we can do that. But it's going to be a tough week of practice, but we're going to work on a lot of small things that we need to fix, and hopefully we're going to put in our effort, so hopefully they can have a good chance at doing really, really good on Saturday.
Jason Noll, coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team, here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you again for the time, and good luck to the kids here at Phillipsburg this weekend.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Avery Hawkins. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions and Smith Center.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Again, we're on Z96.3 The Lake and KDCountry94.com tonight, joined by Avery Hawkins, Head Coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Coach, you had a couple events over the last week, a duel out at Norton last Thursday, a tough one there that you fall 48-16, but kind of looking back at that and the Mid-Continent League tournament that we'll touch upon here momentarily. But first, the Norton duel, what stood out there in that matchup against the Blue Jays?
Yeah, a lot of good matches we had there. Some close ones we just couldn't quite pull out and get the win in. I don't think the duel was as bad as the score looks. I think we competed fairly well. You know, we match up pretty good with them in the upper weights. They kind of overpower us in some of our lower weights. So not quite exactly how I expected that duel to go. But, again, I don't think the score really shows what that duel was like. I thought it was pretty competitive. They always have an amazing atmosphere over there when we go down there. They got the spotlight on you. They pack the stands, which is a good experience for our kids to be a part of. So, yeah, I was pretty pleased with the way that went.
Friday at the Mid-Continent League Tournament. You go to Ellis. The girls and boys both competing there. The boys finished fifth as a team there. Eli Franklin, a champion at 215. A couple second-place finishes for Parker Hutchinson at 150 and 285 for Carson Montgomery. Then Gannon McCoy at 157. Luke Franklin at 190 finished in third. We'll touch upon the boys first. How do you feel they wrestled there against, obviously, like we talked about last week, a very tough league?
Yeah, no, I thought we bounced back very good from the way the night before went as far as getting beat the night before. I thought we did a good job. I thought Eli wrestled as well as he's wrestled all year, all the way through the finals. Bounced back good. He took a loss the night before to the Stover kid out at Norton, so I thought he bounced back well and wrestled really well and got that MCL championship. Montgomery got his revenge on the kid from Plainville that's beaten him a couple times, so that was good for him. He looked really good. Kind of got caught in that finals match against the Pooga kid. So, but he's really wrestling well right now. Parker Hutcherson's wrestling the best of his year so far up to this point. He made it to the finals and kind of got caught there in the finals. The kid from Phillipsburg and Gannon, he grinded one out to get third there. Went to an overtime match with the kid from Oakley. He's wrestled three or four times now. So, no, I think we're starting to really hit our stride, and that's kind of what was our goal, be peaking at the right time towards the end of the season. That was the last tournament we'll see until regional time, so I thought it was good to get some of those wins and finish fifth as a team. I mean, I think the top seven teams ranked in the state were at our league tournament, mm-hmm. according to KWCA, so to get fifth there, I think we did a really good job, and I was proud of the way the boys performed. As far as the girls go, we did some good things there, too. Chloe Padilla, she got a third-place medal. She did a good job. Wrestled some common opponents that she's wrestled already this year, and she beat them again. So I was proud of her. She's really picking things up fast. And then, as far as the other girls go, we kind of had a tough day. Ran into some good competition. Some of these other girls that we've wrestled maybe throughout the season, they're improving just as much as we are. I think we're starting to figure that out, that we got to continue to climb the ladder and can't stay the same or we'll get caught. So overall, I was pretty pleased with the weekend. I thought we had a good one.
We're talking with Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling teams, here on the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a time out. We come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Redmond wrestling.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Still with Avery Hawkins on Z96.3, KatieCountry94.com. Head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling teams and the Lady Red as well. Coach, you have a duel with Rossville. They come in on Friday, that night before the Phillipsburg Panther Classic. It's just kind of something that got started a few years back and an opportunity for both of your teams to get some matches in there. What do you think about Rossville this year and what do you expect to see from them?
Yeah, like you said, kind of a new duel, one that I never got to compete in, but it's a good one for us. Rossville's a very storied program. They've had a lot of success out there, so it's good to just get that name in our home gym. And it's going to be good for the kids to finally wrestle in front of their home crowd. I think there's something to that aspect of wrestling in front of your parents and your grandparents and people that care about you. So that should be a good one on Friday.
Then the girls, you've got at the moment slated to go to Phillipsburg on Friday as well for the Panther Classic. That's always a tougher tournament and should look like a pretty good competition tournament for you, right?
Yeah, no, it'll be a good one for us. One that kind of a last minute thing. I weren't sure if we were going to get into that one or not. They had some spots open up for us, so they're allowing us to go over there, and I'm excited about that one. Again, I think it's good for the girls to have their own tournaments, not always with the boys. So just to see them compete, we'll have to split the coaching staff up, which is fine. We've been doing it most of the year. It's not it's something that I enjoy going to, so I might head over there with them on Friday, and then we'll see what we can get done over there.
Avery Hawkins, coach of the Smith Center Redmond and Lady Red Wrestling Teams. Coach, we thank you again for the time this week, and best of luck in your competitions on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by InsuranceSmart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. InsuranceSmart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. InsuranceSmart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.